And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson, discussing subjects related to the home, family, and Christian education.
Today we're looking at the topic, sowing and reaping. The principle that you reap what you sow is well established in Scripture. In the Old Testament book of Hosea, we read, "Ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity. Ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men." Not only is this a general principle that applies broadly to life, it's also a specific principle that applies to the area of the family. At least 11 times in the Bible, there are sobering warnings to this end. For instance, Jeremiah 32:18 says of the Lord, "Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name, great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings." In other words, the wickedness of the parents will be adopted by the children, and God will judge them just as he has already judged their parents. Proverbs 20, verse 7 gives us an example of the other aspect of sowing and reaping. "The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him." The principle is amply illustrated throughout the Bible. In the New Testament, for example, the beheading of John the Baptist is a well-known story. One of the principal characters in that event was a young lady named Herodias, who impressed Herod with her dancing. When he offered her a reward, she immediately went to her mother, who told her to ask for the head of John. The sin of the mother immediately was reproduced in her daughter as she carried out her mother's wishes. At the same time, it's encouraging to know that there are godly examples from Scripture as well. In Joshua 24:15, we see Joshua's determination that his family will follow the Lord. He challenges the people, "If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua was determined to sow godliness that would be reflected in the lives of his family. Another example comes from the life of King Joash. The father of Joash, Ahaziah, had died when his son was just a year old. For this reason, the high priest Jehoiada reared the child. When he was only 7 years old, he began to reign over the land, still under the influence of the high priest. 2 Chronicles 24:2 says, "And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest." Clearly, the life of Jehoiada had been sown into the life of Joash, and Joash was able to reap the benefits of the godliness he practiced. I could go on with more examples from Scripture, but this should be enough to make the point. Godliness will be rewarded with blessing in the life of your child, and wickedness will be punished with chastisement in the life of your child. Which is it in your case? Are you sowing godly character and practices into the lives of your children? Or are you sowing wicked character and practices into their lives? The harvest will come someday. If you want that harvest to be a blessed one, a fruitful one, a desirable one, then you need to be sure that you're sowing the right kind of seed. You're the parent, supposedly the mature one of the family. It's up to you to set the right kind of an example for your children, an example that will challenge them as to the kinds of lives they should lead.
You've just heard Viewpoint, a commentary on the home, family, and Christian education. Your host was Pete Stevenson.